Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has met with top military and national security advisors discussing the fight against the Islamic State. He told reporters afterwards that IS is losing ground in Syria and Iraq.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
On another topic, Mr. Obama told reporters he is not confident that he can trust the Russians and their President Vladimir Putin to help the U.S. bring peace to Syria. President said Russia may not be able to help end the violence. President Obama also denied that sending $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day as a hostage release last January was a ransom payment. During a visit to Argentina, Secretary of State John Kerry defended the move.
The United States of America does not pay ransom and does not negotiate ransoms with any country. We never have, and we're not doing that now.
That is Secretary of State John Kerry. Amid a scandal involving allegations of state-sponsored doping, International Olympic Committee has decided to allow more than 270 Russian athletes to compete in the Summer Games, those opening today in Rio de Janeiro. And the Taliban claiming responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding six of the tourists and their Afghan driver. Also, a Pakistani helicopter has crash-landed in Afghanistan's Logar province, with those on board being seized. This is VOA News. The woman stabbed to death in an attack on a street in London was the wife of a psychology professor at Florida State University in the U.S. 64-year-old Darlene Horton was killed when a Somali-Norwegian teenager went on a knife rampage through Russell Square, which is a hub for students and tourists. London police say they found no evidence of radicalization to suggest terrorism. Instead, police say the attack was likely triggered by mental health issues. Turning now to U.S. politics, Republican Party leaders are increasingly concerned about recent national and key state polls that show Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton surging into a lead over Republican Donald Trump. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the latest.
These are trying times for Republican Donald Trump, but he insists his campaign remains on track to win in November.
So I just want to tell you, the campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united.
In a new CNN poll, Trump trails Democrat Hillary Clinton by 9 points and by 8 points in a new NBC survey. At a rally in Colorado, Clinton continued to hammer away at the notion that Trump's temperament should disqualify him from becoming president.
There is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is unqualified to be president and unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Both Clinton and Trump are well aware of polls that show Americans want change. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Cases of the mosquito-transmitted Zika virus have been diagnosed in the U.S. state of Florida, and efforts are underway to minimize the chances of someone being bitten by the mosquitoes that carry Zika. Among the most vulnerable are pregnant women, as we hear now from the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Tom Frieden.
Zika is unprecedented. We've never before had a mosquito-borne disease that could cause a birth defect. And that's why we take it so seriously. The key is to protect pregnant women.
As Zika escalates into a public health crisis, U.S. Republicans and Democrats pointing fingers over the failure by Congress to commit federal dollars to fight the virus. Lawmakers left Washington in mid-July for a 7-week recess without approving any of the $1.9 billion that President Obama requested in February to develop a vaccine and control for the mosquitoes that carry Zika virus. And speaking of President Obama, he received a lot of tweets on Thursday. It was his 55th birthday. His wife said he still makes her smile every day. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.